This afternoon, this class is an understanding of water baptism. You can see the handout one. The first one is origin of the baptism. Second is why do we need to be baptized? And third point is should we baptism according to the Bible? And the fourth one is the Bible way of a baptism. So this way prepared. First one is origin of baptism. So baptism is a common practice in many of the religion, as a ritual, and also all the Christian, most of the Christianity, they also practice this baptism. So we can go back to the Bible and look at these. There's more than 10 points, but this looks good. So 1 to 10, then it's, so look at yourself. But you can find out more, definitely. But as long as we go over this 10 point, then pretty much we can cover this origin of baptism in the Bible. First one is it's talking about this Passover. Before God led Israel out of Egypt, He instructed them to mark the doorposts of their home with the blood of the Lamb. We know the Israelites, when God bring these people out of Egypt, God gave a ten punishment, which means 10 of the punishment to the Egyptians. But the last one is the one killed all the firstborn, regardless even Israelites. So they have to follow, they have to respond to God's way. Otherwise, they are also firstborn also to be killed. So God asked Israelites, kill the lamb, and then apply the with the blood of the lamb to apply the doorpost, so that the firstborn of the Israelites also to be saved. So that night, the angels and those who see that doorpost was applied by the blood of the lamb, then they pass over their house. So they call that this is the Passover. Let's look at the Exodus chapter 12. Exodus chapter 12, verse 3. Exodus chapter 12, verse 3. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th of the month, they are each one to take a lamb for themselves, according to their father's household, a lamb for each household. So this way, God talked to Moses and to ask his Israelites to prepare this lamb to apply the doorpost, so that they all can, according to verse 7, that moreover, they should take some of the blood and put it on the two doorposts and on the lintel of the house in which they eat it. So mention about the here, God talked to Israelites to apply the blood of the lamb to apply the doorpost, so that all the first ones to be saved. This Passover now they come to the New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Now here, 7 says, clean out the old leavens, and that you may be a new lump, just as you are, in fact, unleavened, for Christ, our Passover, also has been sacrificed. Paul here mentioned about the Christ as our Passover, as it has been sacrificed. It is amazing that when Jesus died on the cross as a sacrificed lamb for the salvation of people who believe in Him, and to be saved by the blood of Jesus. So this is a perfect match to the Old Testament and New Testaments. So Passover, the concept of Passover, is a saving. And also, Passover concept is removed all the leavens, which means removed all the sins. So the concept here, the original baptism is, this is a Passover, is one of them. We know that John chapter 19, verse 34, when Jesus died on the cross, and then soldiers pierced with a spear, and then the blood and water came out. And so this is the witness that he died as the sacrifice lambs. And this is the way, opened the way of salvation. This is continuing Hebrews chapter 9. Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 9. Hebrews chapter 9, verse from 11. Hebrews chapter 9 from verse 11. But when Christ appeared as a high priest of the good things to come, he entered through the greater and more perfect tabernacles, and not made with the hands. This is to say, not of this creation, verse 12, and not through the blood of goats and calves, but through his own blood, he entered the holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. Verse 13. For it is the blood of goats and the bulls and the ashes of the heifer sprinkle those who have been defiled, sanctified for the cleansing of the flesh. 14. How much more will the blood of the Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish of God, cleanse your conscience from death, dead works to serve the living God. We know the Old Testament time during the Passover, the blood of the Lamb that saved the firstborn of Israelites. Now in the New Testament time, and by the blood of Jesus, all of them were cleansed of their sin, so they come close to God. Do you know you and I, we are all the firstborn? Do you think so? You're firstborn or secondborn? So you're of course, in your family, maybe you can be second and third, first. But you and I, we are all firstborn. We are all firstborn. We belong to Christ, actually. Book of Hebrews chapter 12. Book of Hebrews chapter 12. This is talking about the church. Verse 23. To the general assembly. Chapter 12, verse 23. To the general assembly and the church of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirit of righteous men made perfect. You mentioned about the general assembly and the church of the firstborn. You're talking about the you and I. If you say you're a descendant of Abraham, then you're firstborn. If you cannot say I'm the descendant of Abraham, then you're not the firstborn. So you and I, we are all firstborn. We purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. So that you and I, we become a descendant of Abraham. So you belong to Christ. So according to his promise, we can have inherit the kingdom of God. Please turn to book of Galatians. Galatians chapter 3. Galatians chapter 3, verse from 26 to 29. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. Verse 27. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. There neither Jew nor Greek, there neither slave nor free man, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to promise. The Paul here, the verse 29, says, you are Abraham's offspring. Abraham's offspring is not only the Isaac, is it true? There's Ishmael. Also later on, he married with the woman. There's more children he has. But who's the one as Abraham's offspring heirs according to the promise? Only Isaac. That's true. So once you baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, you apply by the blood of Jesus, you continue you as the firstborn to be, you're the firstborn to be saved. So the concept here, the Passover, it connects to our baptism. Any question about this point? Now go back to the second, go back here. Second one, God instructs Moses to place the basin in front of the tabernacles. Yeah, this is talking about the cleansing. Yeah, it's the rituals. God asked Moses to prepare the basins. And he mentioned about the bronze basins. Any priest, when they go into the holy place, they have to wash their hands. Wash and their feet and hands, they have to wash. Otherwise, they just, skip this part to get into the holy place. They might cannot get out. Maybe they're in, but cannot get out. So you know what that means. So cleansing is a very important part of the priest. Number three is God also instructed those who clean unclean the bath before they can come into the camp. The Leviticus 14:8 is mentioned about those who leprosy, they were healed, and then they have to go through a cleansing ritual, so they come into the Israelites. Yeah. If you have a leprosy disease with you, then you have to be separate from the Israelites. You cannot get along with. Actually, you have to separate from your family, from the community, and your life is really great impact if you have this leprosy. But once your leprosy was healed, you have to cleanse with the water. So that this is a ritual, so you can come back to the Israelites. Number four, in Old Testament, all male, including Gentiles who are joined with the Israelites, shall be circumcised. Now we can ask circumcision. Circumcision is also a ritual of cleansing or not. What does God expect from the Israelites? Genesis chapter 17, God established this covenant between Abraham. This is, God asked Abraham, but Abraham's, his household has to respond to this covenant. He asked Israelites, you and your household, all the male has to be circumcised. Otherwise, cut away from me. My people. And the circumcisions actually it include God's cleansing, also the purpose is there. Yeah. Let's turn to look at this one, Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 9. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 25 and 26. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 25, 26, he mentioned about why God punished these people. And verse 25, Jeremiah chapter 9, 25, behold, the day are coming, declared the Lord, that I will punish all who are circumcised and yet uncircumcised, 26, Egypt and Judah and the Edom and the son of Ammon and the Moab and all those in inhabiting the desert will clip the hair on their temple. For all the nations are uncircumcised and all the house of Israel are uncircumcised of heart. So we can see the God's purpose of the circumcisions. It's not only for the symbolical way that let the Israelites to circumcise so that you can be my people. No, God have expectation to the Israelites. Once you're circumcised, your life should be holier. That's also circumcision's purpose you find out from here. Why God's punishment upon to the Israelites? Because their heart is not circumcised. So this circumcision is connected to the Old Testament. You know the Colossians? What chapter is that? That they're circumcised not by hands. It connected to the baptism, right? Colossians chapter 2, verse 11. And in him you were all circumcised. Chapter 2, verse 11. Colossians. In him you were all circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, in the removal of the body of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. So here Paul understood the circumcisions. How the connecting the Old Testament circumcision now to the under the New Covenant, the circumcisions. Under the New Testament, the grace of the Lord Jesus, these circumcision now continue with the circumcision without made without hand, which is the baptism. I mentioned that. So verse 12, having been buried with him in baptism. So he mentioned about that. So the circumcision is connecting with the baptism also. So Jeremiah chapter 31 to 34 mentioned about the God established a new covenant. You know, that verse mentioned that. Number 5, John the Baptist performed the baptism in the Jordan River. Because we know this. John baptized the people who those come to him, and they baptize. I'm sure because this baptism is not enough to wash away their sin. Because it's not a name of Jesus Christ. So only the name that Jesus can save us. So the John the Baptist performed this baptism, have a certain amount of power, because let the people can those who repent. Then this is, you know, they can, through this baptism. So it's through the ritual baptisms. And so that's the John the Baptist, the baptism. And 6 is that Jesus preached and his disciples performed the baptism. John chapter 4 verse 1 and 2, he mentioned about his disciple. They all baptized. When Jesus baptized his disciple, there's a John chapter 4, they mentioned that. So Jesus baptized his disciple. Then we can think about chapter 4. Surely all of them, they baptized in the name of Jesus. Only the name given from his Father has a power enough to be washed away their sins. And also his disciple. Yeah, they all, before even Jesus died, his blood was applied to them, right? The Holy Communion also. Before Jesus died, his blood also applied to them. And his body, they eat it, they drink the cup, so they he abide in them, and they also abide in the Lord Jesus. Anyway, you can go back to here. And the 7th point, after the resurrection, Jesus instructed his disciple to baptize. Matthew chapter 28 and 19, in the name of Father and Son and Holy Spirit, so you can baptize them. So you can make them to be disciple. So this is ultimate God's command to his people. What we're going to do, preach the gospel and baptize them. So that's his ultimate the command to us, commission to us, we can say. 8, in the day of Pentecost, after all the apostles performed the baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm sure because you know 2:8:10. The mention is Acts 2:8:10-19. This is very famous for us. So I'm sure because you remember every time they preach the gospel, and then follow up is baptize them and also let them to receive the Holy Spirit. So baptism is also practice. So the one of the original baptism in the Bible basis. 9 is a Philip, by the Philip just get into the chariot of the eunuch on the way to Ethiopia, and he explained about the salvation of God. And then the eunuch from the Ethiopian just look at the water, so he wants to be baptized. So went down and baptized him. Yeah. 10 is Paul explained about the event Israel, the crossing the Red Sea. We know the 1 Corinthians chapter 10 too. So we know Israelites, they crossed the Red Sea as a baptism, and Paul explained that. So 10 of them here listed. One of more than 11 number is seems is not perfect, so I do not include here. Genesis chapter 3, when Adam and Eve, when they commit sin, when they were cast out, you know, they cannot leave a Garden of Eden anymore. Well, they find out they are so ashamed themselves. So they cover themselves with the lips, but Jesus replaced with the skin of animals. Yeah, so they cover them. This is leaves are dried and cannot cover anymore, but the animal skin can cover. Yeah, the last lungs. So that's also prefigure. We can say that's also pictures of the Lord and the future for the covering our shame. So we can say, yeah. Why do we need to be baptized? 1 to 6. And here's through the one man and they enter into the world and death, the sin and sin into the world and the death through the sin. Now, the Romans chapter 5 verse 12. Let's not Romans. We know this, but it's good to. Because this verse is actually very useful when you talk to truth seekers. It's really helpful. Because the gentleman, he came from Korea. He's a pastor from the Presbyterian Church. So we explain about the salvations. His idea is a salvation when we move, we touch by the Word of God, and we accept Jesus as our Savior, according to the Romans chapter 10. And then we explain about the baptism and Holy Spirit. And he kind of now shaking his foundation. I say, we say, thank God. You have to keep shaking, and then this is the way, you know. So I don't know. Actually, he came to yesterday, you know, our meeting, so that he was in the morning and afternoon with us. So I think he continued, brought him here too. We can continue to talk about this way of salvation. But also, you know, because what we understand of baptism, for us is very simple. But once you bring outside of the, you know, other denominations, other, you know, Christianity, they do not know clearly, actually. For us, it's too simple. I think it's, you repeat so many times, is it true? So, because these hours, understanding water baptism, we have to do it again, this one. But one thing I just let, because I challenge to you is, when we have a Houston speech, a student speech conference, we had a apologetic, you know. So once dealing with a truth seeker, or come from other denomination, and they ask us how we can be saved, and then when they explain about the day of salvation, how you can explain to them. So that's that part, you know. So we can equip ourselves. They really benefit to us. Romans chapter 5 verse 12 is the sin came into the world. It's through the one man. And they're non-righteous, not even one. Some people saying that, you know, I'm a good person in this world. I do not commit any kind of, you know, crime in this world. I always follow my earnest heart. But why I have to be baptized? Why you say I have a sinner? That part we have to explain to them. So, Romans chapter 3, this one, 10 also, yeah. Verse 23, chapter 3, verse 23, all have a sin. All have a sin. Yeah. Sinner cannot enter, verse number 3, sinner cannot enter heavenly kingdom. Romans chapter 3, verse 23 says, the fall short of the glory of God means cannot reach the glory of God. which means the person cannot enter the heavenly kingdoms. Sin must be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. The Hebrew chapter 9 that we read, only by the blood the sin can be washed away. And Old Testament time, every year, we know that they kill the animals, and the ones that the day of great atonement, all the men come to the Jerusalem, and then they're waiting for the high priest to go into the holy place to sprinkling of the animal's blood, so that I can forgive them for the Israelite sin for the year. So they have to do every year this ritual. So all the male have to come solemnly to wait until the high priest to finish this ritual. So they say, wow, this whole my year's sin is forgiven. And then they go home. That's the Day of Atonement, they do it that. And then, number five, we have to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of the sinner. We know because chapter 2, 28, baptized in the name of Jesus Christ is really precious. Most of the church now, they baptize in the name of what? Father and Son and Holy Spirit. You know, some denominations, they are so smart nowadays. So they say they baptize in the name of Father and Son and Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. So because both of the words in the Bible. You can tell these people, because they do not understand the one true God. That's why they're using the both of them. Do you know what I mean? Some of the denominations, they want to cover whole things. So the name of Father and Son and Holy Spirit and the name of Jesus. Because they do not clearly understand the one true God. So they're using the both as trying to cover up everything. But actually, it's not true. Because when it's Friday, talk about the one true God to students SSC. And clearly, our church believe the one true God is very clear, very clear. The Trinity they believe, because we know that the Jesus, the one who came from heaven down to the earth, that's manifestations. It's not separate being. Is it true? Logically, the come from heaven, the come to this world as a flesh, that's manifestation actually. So it's not a separate being. But other denomination, basically they understand the God, the Father, and Son, is as if they understand a separate being. But yet, both of them is God. So end up they cannot explain. So what happens? End up they explain the mystery of God. Of course, you cannot explain that. How about that you receive the Holy Spirit? I receive the Holy Spirit. This Spirit came from God. This manifestation too. The Spirit of God came to us for complete our salvation. So, Holy Spirit is also God Himself actually end up. So, what we believe one true God, it is perfect and true. Yeah. We can explain very simply, yet it is straightforward. But once you understand the Trinity, then Holy Spirit is a separate being. It doesn't make sense. Anyway, we have the water back to the water baptism, and then number six is only those who recorded their name in the Book of Life. Luke chapter 10, and Jesus sent the 70 of them to each different place. And they asked them to preach. And they later come back to rejoice with, because the name of Jesus is power to cast out the demons. Jesus said, no, because your name is written in the Book of Life. Revelation 20 mentioned, they're talking about those who participated in the first resurrections. Your name is recorded in the Book of Life. It's possible through the baptism. It only is possible. That's why I guess we have to be baptized. The most of the denomination out there, they do not believe the baptism is a salvation. When you accept the Jesus as a Savior, then you can be saved. No. Bible clearly said the baptism is truly related with the salvation. The third point is, should baptize according to the Bible. This is kind of several, just example for the denominations. Like number one is the Church of Nazareans. The manual says, baptism may be administered by the sprinkle, pouring, immersion. But you have a choice. They say, so you want to be immersed, you can do that. But that's your choice, as your reference. And the Luther, it says, what is the meaning of the word baptize? The baptize means to apply water by washing, pouring, sprinkle, immersion. Actually, you know, they mix up this way. So the baptism is, can be this way to, you know, diversify the way to be baptized. Presbyterians, the one who passed it came from the Presbyterians. So do not clearly understand our baptism fully immersed, actually. So we will talk about that. And you can say, Presbyterians, dipping the person into the water is not necessary. Baptism is rightly administered by pouring sprinkle upon the person. Catholic also. And the later, the point B, the leader of the above denomination, like a Luther, the John Calvins, they actually, they all admitted the baptism should be immersed that way. The Bible is the only kind of conclude answer. So no matter what, because no matter how, you know, the name, the famous persons, maybe they mentioned about the baptism differently, but important thing is that we have to go back to the Bible. Only way is that we can trust that our truth, then we have to go back to the Bible. So the list of the Bible verse, hopefully you can, it helps you, yeah. The last point is, this is the Bible way of a water baptism. Because what we have, a true Jewish church, that we follow this way. I put it as a 7 point. The first is believe. Mark chapter 16:16, we know that, right? So we believe in him and to be baptized. So you shall be saved. And then the point B is repent. Without repentance, so we can just question mark that. This part, we should not to be baptized them anyway. First, believe in Jesus as our Savior, that we know we have a sin, so that we have to repent. That's why Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Apostle Peter mentioned that. So what shall we do? And the people say that, then you can repent. He asked them to repent. So they let them to baptize in the name of Jesus for the forgiveness of their sin. Clearly, he mentioned that. The sea is a living water. The dimension of prefigure of Noah's Ark, prefigure of the Red Sea, you know, this point. Baptism is, we have to, we, our church, we don't use like a bathtub in the back of the, you know, church, in the front. We don't use the tap water, but living water out there always. Let's look at Zechariah chapter 13, verse 1. Zechariah chapter 13, verse 1. In that day, a fountain will be opened for the house of David and for the inhabitant of Jerusalem for sin and for the impurity. And they here pointed us in the day the fountain will be opened. They're talking about the living water. The living water cleanse all the people's sin. He mentioned that. So this good scripture verse to base on that we baptize, we perform the baptism in the living water. And these in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm sure because we all know this point. E is a face down. Some people mention about the, you know, scripture where you can find it and mention about it, but we know that this is a follow the laws. There's the Romans chapter 6 verse 5. Some says is that this passage is talking about the mode, but all the scriptures give us the messages. Yeah. That we can go back to, you know, old time, how the, you know, first time after sins of Jesus Christ, and then the ancient time they are baptized. If you find out the material in the, you know, the online, Because now it's online is the best way you can find it. You don't have to go to libraries. So it's amazing. Save a lot of time. If you really find out, you find out. Ancient time, the baptism is the head forward. Have you seen any movie about the Jesus or any some of the movie the head down? Anybody seen that? Most of the movie that the making by the most of the denomination, they're usually backward. Even the Jesus that movies, but some you find forward. Have you seen anybody? Have you seen it? Thank God. Because some are more, they follow the the base on the historical, all the fact, they find out. So actually the ancient times, ancient time means, since after Jesus, until the Catholic was formed, actually all forward, actually not the backwards. The backwards come from the man's actually. Anyway, so fully immersed, this one's everybody knows, so. Point is, Jesus by a one who is sent by the true churches, because this part, anybody who come here, wow! I find out the Bibles. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we baptize. So maybe this person follow, A to all the way to here to F. So you baptized by in the name of Jesus. You say now when sometimes the true seeker come to us, did you baptize from your denomination? What kind of baptism you baptize? Oh, I fully immerse. How the mood? Can you explain to us? Then by the name of Jesus in the living water, I baptized, and then we have to ask, who baptized you? Who baptized you? Is that the one came from sending by the true church or not? This is the important part. So why true churches, no matter what, regardless who they are, if they do not baptize according to the true churches, to be sent by the true church, have to re-baptize. Because baptism, we as a minister, we are not performed to anybody, I decide to baptize. No. Every time there's a candidate to be baptized, I ask the church. So the church council decided. So this person to be baptized. And then I baptize them because I sent by the church. Then I baptize them. It's not because I'm a church pastor, I baptize everybody, whatever I decide, whoever I decide, no. I have to ask the church. So the church decided. And then I baptize them. Because that I sent by the church. Then I have authority. Given authority from the church. Yeah. It makes sense? So the church is important part. The church was purchased by the blood of Jesus. Is it true? Church was established by the Holy Spirit. That's why. Yeah. Has to be sent by the church. Yeah. That's the conclusion. No other the form of action is acceptable unless come from the Bible. So baptism is related to our salvations. We have to follow so they can be saved. Yeah. I'm sure because I don't know, because next page I mentioned a Q, this is just common questions. So tomorrow I think we have a discussion. So hope that you can have more questions you can bring up, maybe, and so they can have a discussion. Any questions so far? Anybody? Thank God, no question, is everybody fully understand, because this is repeated so many times. Yes. Yes, living water.
Could you explain more?
Water?
Yeah, about living water.
Water itself has a life. Pond is there's no life. But lake has a life. Because this is we're trying to define there is living water, that the water the contain there can life itself can have it. So the lake is possible and the sea water has a life, but Or there's a what I call the Israelites. There's two kinds. One is the holding the rain came down, holding the what you call for the cistern. What you call that? Yeah, that's not the living water. We can say the water come from or spring up. Then it's called the living water, because water come down just holding the water. The water itself is no life. Yeah. Yes. Because the living water is connected, I think. Because during the time of apostle, they baptized in the rivers, right? The river of Jordan. And it's not a swimming pool anyway. So the living water has a life on it. Because that also connected too. Because we follow what the Bible, Bible foundation is the best. If we can apply us, our own convenience, then we're trying to use our own idea, to try to change little by change. We can challenge, yet then what happens is end up to turn to be different things. So what my understanding is, what the Bible, Jesus, He was baptized by the John the Baptist, and also the disciple baptized them in the living water, in the river. Then we just followed. I want to make sure, because I don't want to. I want to challenge. So I want to be baptized by the pond. Then later I've unclear. Say, I don't want to be that. I want to be baptized just like what Jesus baptized, or his disciple to baptize. Why I have to challenge to make myself in a gray area myself to be insecure myself? I don't want to do that. Because living water, because during the time of Jesus, they all this baptized in the Jordan River, and so this water is flowing down. So we're just trying to, I don't know the truth seekers this issue, but. Zechariah chapter 13, verse 1. What this verse, the fountain is a spring water. So for me, it's a living water. It's not clear enough. Maybe tomorrow I can discuss and then Pastor Liang will explain to you. Thank you so much. And now it's up. This time is up, so then we can finish up here. Let's pray in silence. Amen.